B-Pod Studios.
WROR. Tell me, she doesn't have one of the best voices ever.
Oh, the best.
Nancy Wilson. All right, it is 8:30.
The other one, too. Who's the other one? The brunette. Nancy and...
Ann. Yeah.
Nancy has the better voice.
Ann plays the guitar. They're great. Mm-hmm. They were great. Okay, it's 8:35. Let's get into Dirty Laundry, LBF.
Okay, before I get to the facts of life, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
And Adele's big news.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play a little something for you right here.
Something.
Foo Fighters' Dave Grohl singing my favorite and yours, Barry Manilow.
You didn't know you needed
her. Her name was Lola.
Dave Grohl.
She was a showgirl. Yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down.
Not bad.
Kind of karaoke style, but not bad.
Holds the notes, makes it his own.
Notice that.
What?
It sounds like I'm on a cruise. And this is like cruise ship entertainment. Am I right?
The Midnight Buffet will be on Toledo Deck.
Yes.
Listen, those two things sound excellent to me.
Exactly.
Barry
right.
Manilow and a Midnight Buffet.
On the Toledo Deck.
All right.
Why is he doing Copa?
He did a Hanukkah like little session.
Ah.
So, and nothing says Hanukkah by like Barry Manilow.
Well, Barry is Jewish, so and, I guess it all comes
together. Yeah, it all comes down to that.
All right.
I don't know if he does dreidel, but we'll see. Yeah. Hey, Adele.
Hmm.
Now, you know Adele's new album came out last week, 2 weeks ago. I've listened to the whole thing many, many times. Couple of great tracks, mostly Maudlin, Get in the Mood, Bring Your Own Ice Cream.
Yeah.
It's just like,
she looks amazing, though.
She looks great.
Doesn't she?
She sounds fantastic. And now she's going to be doing weekends in Vegas.
Oh.
Yes. So she's going to be doing the Vegas residency because that's what you do now.
You just hunker down.
Hunker down. Spend
Why?
The weekends
come
there.
Come to me. I'm not going to you.
No, it's the way to do it.
Yeah.
It's the way that like
you know
the Italian grandmas do it and Adele does it. Like I got my stuff here. I got the coffee cake.
You know
Come
where to
on
find
over,
me.
You know where to find me.
You know where to find
and
me.
That's what Adele's doing.
That's right.
And finally,
yes.
You know, they're gonna do a live version of in front of a studio audience. They did it last year with All in the Family.
Yeah.
And the Jeffersons, now they're going to do it with the Facts of Life and Different Strokes. And the good news is Jennifer Aniston will play snooty rich girl Blair Warner.
Ah,
I think it's a little miscast.
It's weird. It is
I think she's too girl next door for Blair Warner. Blair Warner needs
17.
To be like Jennifer Lawrence or, I don't know, somebody more.
Yeah.
More hair, more.
I see Jennifer Moore now
bouncy.
As Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah, not Mrs. Garrett. More like Joe.
Well, she's kind of could be like a hip Miss Garrett.
Joe goes to the gym and goes like gets under cars and stuff like that. She's a little tomboyish.
Yeah, that's true.
Blair, no. Anyway, who is playing Joe is Catherine Hahn.
Funny.
Gabrielle Union is playing Tootie. Not Tootie, who's the guy you give your bets to. Tootie. And Alison Tolman from Fargo is playing Natalie. Anne Dowd from The Handmaid's Tale will be playing
Mrs.
Garrett.
Are you going to watch this?
Yes, I am.
Redux?
Yes. Huh. And also Different Strokes. Anne Dowd will also play Mrs. Garrett in that episode. Kevin Hart is Arnold. And that makes sense. And Damon Wayans as Willis.
Hey, before I forget, I got to thank you. Because I think it was you who told me to watch Yellowstone.
Yeah.
We're on to Yellowstone.
I know.
That is good.
It is good.
Good show. I have one question, though.
What's that?
When did Kevin Costner start talking like this?
When he was cast as that guy in Yellowstone. That's what you do. He's an actor.
Yeah.
He really sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Grizzly. In real life, he doesn't sound like that.
No, that's what he has to do, because that's what you do. Because everyone in the West is Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Everything drops.
Wow. You know what I'm saying?
So.
You know what I'm saying, though? It's like
Beth, the daughter in this Yellowstone,
crazy.
By the way.
Sounds like that, too.
She is crazy. She makes me want to wear cowboy boots and smoke.
Smoke, yeah, a lot.
Because she just, like, smokes in inappropriate places. I'm like, you're not allowed to smoke there, Beth.
She does.
She does, like,
no, but Yellowstone's good. We watch. Sure.
It's gets more
but
violent.
Kevin Costner, I don't know, does he talk like that in real life now?
No.
Is it down there?
I just think he plays a rancher, and that's what you have to do in
Well,
there.
If I ever play a rancher.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Yes, and
you know
Sam
what?
Elliott.
That's what it is. Very beefy. Okay. Good. You done?
Yeah, unless you want to talk about...
No, we're good. Okay.
Kevin Costner a little more,
I'm good.
Him.
I just wonder what's going on. All right, Brian, let's check the road. It's 8:39.
Sure, a couple problems still out there. This is brought to you by Allstate. Linfield.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.